You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. We've all heard the story of the executive who decides late in life that his real passion is cooking, so he opens a restaurant. Or the lawyer who decides she wants to become an author. They're often called encore careers, and our career guru Brandon Smith is back this morning with some guidance for reinventing yourself. Good to see you.
Joshua, great to be here this morning.
Are these encore careers usually driven by passion, as in the case of the examples I cited, or necessity? Say you're an older worker and you've been laid off.
Yeah, so let me start really clear on this. It's always driven by passion. It's a question of what triggers you to unleash that passion. Now, encore careers really is in that latter season. It's that 55 plus. And it happens because of one of two things. Either one, we're financially secure. So we feel stable enough to overcome our fear of not having enough money, and we can go off and open that restaurant we always wanted to open, right? Or write that book. Now, the second thing that we see that helps us overcome that fear is, as we all have seen in this economy, if you've got a five in front of your age and you're out of work, it is a tough place to be. So we're seeing encore careers pop up because people just don't have any other options.
Is it ever too late to try this?
No, it's never too late. Here are my two cautions around that. It can be too late if you've gone so far down a path in your career that you don't know how to do anything else. I often talk to consultants that went to go work for big consulting firms, and they kind of learn that's the way to do work. And then they come back to me when they're, say, in their early 50s, and they say, you know, I've always wanted to start my own consulting practice. And they try, but they can't do it because they only know how to do it the way they did it before. So it's possible that you've learned one way of doing something for so long that it's hard to get you to mentally shift. Now, the other time that is too late is if you just don't have the energy. You're 65 or 75 and
you've waited too long.
You've waited basically. Too long, and basically you say to yourself, I'm 75 years old. Do I really want to open a restaurant now?
What do you need to consider when you're thinking about an encore career?
This is going to be funny for me to say this, but don't think about practical first. So where people go wrong is they start thinking about, well, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to get my bills paid? I need to make this amount of money right away.
So what do you think about first?
Get your head out of reality and start dreaming first. I pull out my magic crystal ball. I stick it in front of you. Look into that magic crystal ball and picture your perfect life 3 to 5 years from now. Your perfect life, not job, life. Because an encore career really should create the lifestyle you want, everything. Where you live, how much you work, that's step one.
And then get to the practicalities.
Yeah, then step two is start winding back. Okay, so if you want to be there in 3 years, where would you want to be in 2 years? And just start walking your way back from that dream till eventually you find yourself sitting right here and you say, okay, who do I need to call?
Brandon Smith joins me most Fridays at this time to talk about the issues that crop up in our working lives and careers. He teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Emory University and Georgia State. Thank you for your time.
Joshua, I love it.
Are you trying out a new career after many years in your field? Tell us your story. Brandon's on Twitter at the WP Therapist. I'm at JStuNews. You can also send us a note through Brandon's blog at gpb.org/radio.